I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
Hey guys, it's on. You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love Neighborhood Radio.
Hey, where's my neighbor's at?
Oh my god!
That was way too eventful. Really aggressive squirrels in here. You know, I think this walk in the woods, though, will clear my mind. It just kind of get over the severe trauma I just had of having a demon come out of my butt as I talk to myself in the middle of the woods. And man, how did that happen? How did I get a demon inside? There's a cookie, but nobody explained it. This neighborhood's weird. I feel like everything was so normal before I got here.
Oh, hello. Nah. Are you talking to yourself?
Yes. Oh, hi. Hello, ma'am.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. I was just taking a walk in the woods just to clear my mind. How are you?
I'm good. You've come to the right place. This is our forest.
Your forest? Who are you?
I'm Table.
Your name's Table?
It is.
Table.
Table.
Oh, who's...
Hello, who's Mabel.
It's I, Sister Mabel. I saw you two talking betwixt yourselves and I trotted up.
Yes, hello. What is your name, sir?
My name is Mike.
Mike! What a beautiful name for such a strapping young man.
So strapping. You know, Mabel, I was going to say the same thing. He's very strapping.
Oh, Table. Here, Mike, can you please pick up this rock I'm pointing to?
Can I ask a question first?
Sure.
Is anything weird going to happen when I pick up the rock? Oh. Or is it just a normal rock?
No, I just would love to see someone pick this rock up. It's too heavy for me.
And me.
Probably weighs 4 pounds. Oh. I just can't.
All right, I'm going to turn around, exposing my back to you guys, and pick up the rock.
Okay, I don't know why you're saying this to us right now.
And I've got the rock.
Weird. Oh, he does.
Yum, yum, yum. Look at that dumper.
What? Ma'am, are you sexualizing me? Actually, you know what? This happens a lot. I'm used to it. I'm used to it. I have your rock. What do you want it for?
Oh, you can just put it down. I just haven't seen anyone pick anything heavy up in quite a while.
Oh, okay.
Oh, would you mind picking up that big log?
This one? Sure, I'm going to turn around and I'll pick up this log. Okay.
Oh, my. You could fit many coins of that little petunia.
Meow.
Are you guys talking about my butt?
What?
No.
No, Sunny.
What are you talking
no.
about? Which is two old ladies that enjoy sunbathing and cookies.
What do you need this log for?
Oh, never mind. You can just put it down.
Okay.
Wait, pick it up and we can burn it in our cottage. Please come to the cottage.
Come to our little cottage. We can have you
set
some
fire.
Tea and cookies.
I'm going to turn around and pick it up.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yowza.
What?
All right, follow us to the cottage.
Yes, so Michael, where do you come from?
I just came from the neighborhood. There was a trail that led over this way that I figured I'd check out. I'm Yeah, I live on Alder Lane.
Oh, we know people who live over there.
Yeah, I haven't really checked out the woods too much, so I figured I'd come.
Oh, well, Mabel, that's me, and Table, that's her. Uh-huh. We live in these woods. We have, gosh, nigh on 70 years, yes. Table. Don't you
think? You've lived here for... Is it inappropriate for me to ask how old you are?
Oh, it's just a fact of life. We're between 1,000 days and...
What?
Yeah, she's right.
And 100 years. Yes. It's absolutely, you know, time just goes so differently in the forest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Time moves differently out here, yes. As you'll see if you spend a little bit of time with us today.
Okay.
We came out here as children, just our parents. They, you know, Heinrich and Hilda, mm-hmm. they let us play outside, and we built a little cabin, and gosh, we never went back.
Mm-hmm. We've been out here ever since in our own little cottage.
Ever since.
But come on in. We've reached the front door. Come on in, Michael, please.
Okay. That's weird. I didn't see that cottage there. Sure. Yeah.
It's easy to miss.
Yeah.
It's camouflaged after all.
Yeah, I noticed the camo paint you guys did on the outside.
Yes, we did that ourselves.
Pretty stylish.
Yeah. We spent a long weekend just, you know, sorting that out. We were playing a lot of Halo and realized that we could benefit from...
You guys know Brad?
From some...
Oh, yes.
Oh, are you... Is that the boy from the neighborhood gamertag, Butts for Life?
Yeah, I think that's Brad.
Oh, he's so wonderful. We keep trying to get him to come out here, but he hasn't yet. But someday.
That's cool.
Excellent with headshots.
Absolutely.
He's just
he'll one headshot you all the time, you dumb noobs.
Wow.
Yes, he pones me
quite.
Isn't that right, Table?
Oh,
he pones
me. Mabel, he does. He does the noob combo quite often, and it's poof, poof.
Wow, this is a really nice cottage, you guys. Like mounted TV. Is that a jacuzzi in the corner?
It is. We live extra lives, as the young people like to say. Wow. Extra.
And that glass case over there, you guys have one of the Ninja Turtle suits from the original 1990 Ninja Turtles movie?
Is that
Raphael?
Oh, yes. We love Raphael. Wow. That's me and Mabel's favorite character from the beloved Ninja Turtles comic book movie and video game series.
Wow.
You've got a real eye for value, Michael.
Hey, you know... Yeah, I can pick these things up. I'm a millennial, so.
Oh, you can pick a lot of things up. Would you mind picking up some wood and putting it into our stove fire for us and helping us stoke it?
I'm already holding this log. Do you want me to just put that one in?
Yes, and a couple more. We need to get the flames going, please.
Okay, I'll put this one there, and then where are the other logs? Oh, just over right here?
Right in front of the fireplace. There's a pile. Right, a big brick fireplace, as you can see. Oh, my goodness.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I could ride a motorcycle on that and do 12 laps and not even break a sweat.
Okay.
Call me a human motorboat.
What?
I said...
Call me a taxi. I might be having a heart attack.
Taxi.
Oh my God, are you...
Yeah, my heart feels weak.
Are you okay?
No, she's just playing.
It was just a burble.
Michael, would you like some tea and cookies?
Sure. It's not going to like turn me into anything or like do anything weird.
What do you think? We're witches?
Hold on. There's no like gold stuff on the cookies,
Table.
Right?
Oh no, I mean, I just used oatmeal and chocolate chips.
Okay, so it's not going to, like, make me pregnant with a demon?
What are you talking about? That can't happen, silly boy.
I just gave birth to a demon the other day after eating a cookie.
Great. Postnatal. I mean, your body postnatal is great.
There's definitely some depression happening, but, Yeah. Yeah, some tea and cookies would be great.
My cookies will knock the depression right out. I'll be right back.
Where in the world did you get a cookie that made you pregnant, Mike?
Chevy Thompson.
Did he say Chevy Thompson?
Yeah, I said Chevy.
Table. He said Chevy Thompson.
That name shall not be said in this house. I curse it.
That name shall not be said in this
house.
I'm sorry. I was answering the question. I didn't mean to offend.
Chevy Did Thompson. He broke my
do
heart.
Do some. Oh.
He broke my heart several years ago, and I haven't been the same since.
And upon breaking Table's heart, he fell into mine own arms, the sister. Uh-huh. And once I enveloped him in my warm embrace, he broke mine heart as well. Chevy Thompson is nothing but a fraud.
He's a scoundrel.
A scoundrel, a tomfoolerous.
Oh, I wish nothing but badness on that man.
Yeah, he does seem like a real piece of work. He tried to get a kid to rob a bank. Oh,
I'm so very sorry. But Michael, here's a cup of tea. Would you like any milk or sugar in it?
Oh, no, I just like plain tea.
Would you like a cookie?
Oh, I'd love a cookie, thank
you. It's oatmeal chocolate chip because raisins are just awful.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, wait, are you pro-raisin, Michael?
I mean, we just met. I don't want to get into a political debate with you guys.
Oh, just answer the question, Michael. Answer the question.
Seems like you're avoiding talking about raisins.
Yes.
I mean, I like a raisin in a cookie.
Oh, my goodness. If I didn't have natural hospitality, I would kick you out of my house right now for speaking such sins, but it's okay.
Table, can I please talk to you in
private?
On the side?
Absolutely.
This is where it starts.
Michael, yeah? Please turn your back towards
us.
Do
excuse us, Michael. Okay. It is sister talk we have to get into right now. Thank you. Enjoy your cookie, chocolate chip, after all.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Mabel.
First of all, meow, meow, meow. Look at that.
Oh.
I just want to
take a chomp out of it and eat it like a corn on the cob.
Table.
Yes, Mabel.
It seems as if Michael is pro-raising.
I know. Mabel, what are we going to do about that?
I just feel strongly because it was Chevy Thompson who... I'm sorry to say the name.
It hurts my abdomen.
But it was... I know, darling, I know. But he was the one... who was pro-raisin, and upon letting us in to our safe space, ruined raisins for both of us.
It's true. What shall we do? Oh, I just rhymed.
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, thank you.
I could laugh for nigh on 1,000 seconds.
I love it. Oh. Yes.
I forget what we were talking about.
Finished my cookie.
Oh, good.
Oh, let's talk to him. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
What's your name?
Mike.
Oh, I'm sensing. My name's Mike.
I knew that.
Oh, yes.
Oh. You guys have been looking at my butt.
What? No. Why would we be? What? Would we be looking at your tushy, well,
I heard you guys
hole.
Making a what bunch of like butt? Animal noises a second ago. You were like 5 feet away.
Nah, we weren't doing that, what? Were we, Mabel?
No table. I don't believe we were. We are in Mother Nature. Perhaps you heard something through the window.
Oh. I guess that could have happened.
Yes.
What?
So, yes, Michael. What
I just, I feel like I'm imposing. You know, I can get going. I see that there's maybe some difficulty with the whole raisin opinion.
We love the company, especially the male hospitality. Yes.
We never have any guests, and honestly, it's been so long. Could you tell us news of the world? You know, what's going on? Is there any updates on Tap-Tap? What's the...
Tap-Tap?
Tip-Trap?
Tic-Tac?
Titanic? How's the Titanic?
The Titanic didn't do so well. That one sank.
Oh, no.
Are there any new flavors of Tic Tac?
There's Coca-Cola Tic Tacs now.
Oh.
Yeah. There's, we've had a bunch of get-togethers in the neighborhood, you know.
Didn't see an invite, but I'll...
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know you guys were here. I don't know if you guys know Barbara or Tiffany or anybody, like Southern Jim from the neighborhood.
Yes, we know about them, but we don't necessarily talk to them.
Is there a reason for that?
I just don't think people understand us too well, me and Mabel. We can be quite misunderstood.
What?
Why
would that be?
We were invited to a Valentine's Day prom once, but it... By the time we walked there, it was over 3 days ago. We're slow-moving gals, you know. Time is not on our side.
It never was, and now it definitely isn't.
When did you receive the invitation? Was it 3 days prior to the...
I guess so.
I believe we received a squirrel with a tic-tac, and it told us to go to...
You say...
What's her name? Blah Blah's house?
are you saying TikTok?
I'm just not too sure.
Oh, I'm just confused because you guys were playing Halo. And you have... I can see wires leaving your house. And I can see lights from the other buildings in the neighborhood. Are you trying to use like your age as an excuse to... avoid these parties, or...
Halo is a very valuable part of society, as we've been reading on Fox News.
Well, we watch NBC, CNBC, too. We watch all of them.
Well, that's CNN. Good. You're versatile.
We like to get both
perspectives. We watch newspaper... Yeah,
I feel like you're talking around the problem, though. Like, you guys play Halo. You clearly have an internet connection. I can see that you're
What's
in a game with Brad
internet?
Right now.
We watch Reddit. We watch...
I don't even know what the
You
internet
know what Reddit is?
We watch library
I was
updates.
On Tinder for a while, and I did get some great pics and some good one-night stands.
Yeah. I met someone on Tinkler once.
She just said the name of the app, and then you just got it wrong on purpose, I feel like.
We know what OnlyFans is, and we do subscribe to a couple.
No, I wasn't on Tinder. I was on Tinkler.
It's a different one for us older people. Tinklers, you know how us older people, we tinkle in our pants sometimes. Because, you know, the muscles of the bladder aren't so good.
Honestly, ever since I had a baby, that's been an issue. Sometimes it just comes out.
You should join Tinkler.
It's great.
All right. I guess.
Do you want to play a round of Halo with us?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, do you guys have another controller?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Oh, jinx, Mabel.
Oh, you a Coke. Classic.
I only drink Pepsi. I'm sorry.
I know.
Oh, you know what, guys? I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think you two are the most normal people I've ever met in my life.
Oh, do you want to meet our cats?
Yeah, you should pick that one up at your feet. That's Dave.
This is another log.
Oh.
Do you mean the one by your feet?
Up, that's Dave.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Dave. It's not a log. It's our cat.
I've got Dave.
Isn't he
the cat.
So furry? Pet his ears, please.
Yeah.
Pet his ears, please.
Oh, okay, did he bite you?
Yeah, he definitely didn't just give me a splinter.
Oh, he likes to bite and nibble sometimes. He's so cute.
Yeah,
and there's the other one over there. That's Daisy.
Okay. I think that's...
Pick it
up. Go ahead, pick her up. She's very sweet.
Pick it up.
I think this is a skunk.
That's Daisy.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
She's definitely
she's so
a
cute.
Cat.
She's really very... Quite calm, actually. It's... Very. Oh!
Okay. Did she make a stinky doo-doo on you?
Yeah, she made a stinky doo-doo.
Oh, isn't she so
sweet?
I'm just
going to put her down.
All right, let's get into a game of Halo. I like to use the noob combo myself, which is the assault rifle and the, the green gun. I forget what it's called. The one that where it takes the shield down on somebody, and then you use the assault rifle to headshot them, and then it's just a quick death.
I believe it's the bitch blaster table.
It's definitely called the bitch blaster. Thank you so much, Mabel. What would I do without my sister?
You would die so quick and respawn so fast.
You guys are really good at this.
We are so good. Hold on. I have to put my headset on so I can talk to Brad.
Okay.
Hello, Brad. How are you doing? Oh, you just got off your shift at 7-Eleven. How nice.
That's Brad. He works at 7-Eleven, and he's
such a good boy.
I know, Brad. His mom keeps trying to sleep with me.
Oh, Tiffany.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it, Mike?
No,
are you going to bang her hard and long?
I don't feel like I should answer that.
Oh, it sounds like a
maybe
table.
I always say do it in the shower at first because it's nice and clean.
But you've got to use the silicone based helper stuff.
The Luby Dupes.
Yes.
Squirt it right up there. Yes.
Do you squirt it up
I mean,
there?
That's what I used to do. I squirt it up there. It's like a...
You say, hold
like
on.
Like a turkey baster.
I'll take care of this. Let me just... I'll just get it right up there, and then you can just...
Slide
on
in.
Hurry
on
in when you're free.
Slide on in like it's a marathon, and you're sprinting to the finish line.
For me, I personally always just... I marinated myself.
Yes.
I would just sit in a pot of whatever
garlic.
I thought would be best for 12 mm-hmm. hours, and then, you know, my Prince Charming could,
Oh, I just won a game. I just won a Halo game. I just got the most kills. Oh, yay me.
Jolly good
Thank
table.
You, Mabel.
Jolly good.
Mike, it's your turn. I'll pass you the controller. Here you go. What's your deepest, darkest sexual secrets?
Apparently I was pregnant.
Oh.
With a demon.
I'm sorry to hear that. We've never been pregnant before. We always found that to be a curse.
It was.
There was a time when I felt very lost, and I actually spent nigh on 7 months with a stone strapped under my shirt, just hoping it would turn into a little baby one
day. You did want babies. I didn't, but you did, and that's okay.
And, you know, I thought that maybe over time I would get a little baby, but
it never happened.
On the 7th month, I lifted up my shirt and a stone fell right out.
You know you have to like have intercourse with somebody for
what
that to happen,
are you
right?
Talking about do you...
I just thought that basting my bottom in lubricant would be enough.
Actually, apparently, if you talk to Hannah and Monica and then eat a cookie, that gets you a baby. I found out.
All right. Just to make sure, are you blaming your pregnancy on talking to Hannah and Monica?
That seemed to be a component.
So you think if you never talked to them that you never would have been a father?
I think so. I don't know. I really don't know how it happened. I just know a cookie was involved.
You did have a baby, though, right?
I did. It was mostly teeth. I had a lot of teeth.
Oh.
It wasn't good.
Oh, I don't envy that.
No. I had to get some really serious surgery done. Thankfully, Sarah is just like a top-notch surgeon. And she really...
Oh, Michael, I can't help but...
She's our hospice.
Yeah, she's great. Wait, are you guys dying?
Well, aren't we all? Once you come out of the birthing canal, we are all dying.
That's fair.
She's been tending to us from 1,000 days to almost 100 years. I'm not sure where.
Michael, I can't help but notice you're incredibly bad at this Halo. You have yet to get a single kill, and you have died 5 times.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really get the controls... The controls down. I've never been good at these like fast-paced games.
Oh, well, you just need to practice. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, I really like games like like Tetris or like Farmville.
Oh,
that game's fun.
Michael, I was wondering if you would be a deer and help us. We need help scrubbing our oven in the kitchen. We can't get in the back so easily anymore. It's hard to bend over.
Oh.
Last time I tried, I broke both my arms. And whoa. I just sat there until they healed 6 months later.
Wow. I sat with her every day also.
Okay, well...
She fed me Cheez-Its and salt. And I got it's better. True.
So would you be a dear and help us clean our stove? I'll come here. I'll show you where it is. Right in here.
What do you guys use for... That's a pretty modern looking stove. You guys have like a... there's a self-cleaning function on this, right?
Oh, well, we like to clean it manually. Here, I'm going to open it. And as you can see, it needs a little bit of cleaning. Here, I'll give you the sponge.
You give it... oomph.
Right.
Just bend over and reach in there all the way back, please.
Okay, I'll all right. Like this? What was that?
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
You're excellent. It's incredible.
All right, I'll finish up cleaning.
Meowza!
Woo! Vroom, vroom, vroom. Woo! Woo! I'm gonna get a piece of dirt.
Ay, ay, ay! Ay, caramba!
Home sweet home. Wow.
I want to buy that biscuit, baby. Fettuccine Alfredo in my mouth.
It's puzzling.
Hello.
Michael,
yeah, it's all clean. It wasn't really that dirty. It doesn't seem like you guys use it that much.
We do try our best to keep it tidy. Yeah. You know, it's so hard to keep it clean, so we must do our best not to dirty it.
Oh, you know what? I actually missed the spot. Hold on. Did you guys say something?
Oh, no.
I said thank you.
Thank you so much. You're such a dear. We're so grateful you came over today.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you took some time for yourself and brought yourself into this forest. It's incredibly restorative.
Yes. It's been a great visit, and we are so thankful. Be sure to add us on Halo, too, so we can play together.
Yes. We're kindly inviting you to leave.
Yeah,
yes,
I got that. Well, I'll see myself out. Thank you guys.
Thank you for coming.
It's just you're just not really up to par with us, and we want to game.
We have a tournament we're entering for Halo. with a $1,000 card for a Bitcoin, so I'm very excited.
Okay, well,
oh, by the way, Table, did you notice the Doge is really going up?
Bye.
Goodbye, Michael. Please do visit again. Thank you. Wear less clothing next time. Thank you.
What?
Yes.
Say something. Yes. I could bite me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat bar? Me too.
Well, I mean, Mike Mac butt.
I would put his hiney on a Big Mac and scoff it down with an extra large fry and a Diet Coke.
I think I would put a stick through it and just flambe it and on a kebab and show them all my friends and say, you want a piece of this? You can't have it, it's mine.
You could also smoke it in a smoker for several hours and serve it with some cornbread, macaroni salad, and coleslaw.
I just think I'd shake it in front of everyone I know and say, not yours, mine, fuck off.
I agree. Well, this has been the most greatest day of my life in the past week, and I think I need a little bit of a rest now, Mabel. Oh, I can't even get your name right. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right, Table. I think for me, I might go outside and lay in the ground until I wake up again, if you know.
Yes, I'm going to go stick mushrooms up my nose and take a nice jaunt in my bed. Goodbye.
I'm going to fill my mouth with moss and just see you when I see you. Should be later. I don't know if I'll wake up. We're so old.
Goodbye.
In case this is our last time, Table.
Bye.